This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The West Prairie School District had the condition of its buildings assessed, then learned the buildings could use some work. The district hired the Farnsworth Group to do the assessment. The national design firm found the middle school is in poor condition, while the high school and North Elementary School are in fair condition. Only the South Elementary School is considered to be in good condition. Farnsworth's Dave Leggins says he's surprised the school buildings are not in worse shape.
It's very common in rural districts to defer maintenance. And the idea, the focus is always on education, and that's where it should be. The problem is some other things get put by the wayside.
Leggins also says some of the classrooms need to be updated. The average age of the district's buildings is 54 years. The firm projects it would cost $8.8 million to maintain the schools, along with the district office and bus garage, over the next 20 years. It would cost another $14 million to improve them. Farnsworth's Paul Corey says he's concerned about the budgetary decisions the district will need to make about its buildings.
If they're allowed to continue to get worse and worse, and they start taking more and more money that you're forced into spending because they do become a health issue, and that money is being taken away from learning, that's when it becomes an issue.
Corey and Leggins presented their findings as part of the district's community engagement program, which is called Impact 103. They were not asked to give recommendations. The goal of Impact 103 is to involve the community in crafting a vision for the district. Two sessions have already been held, each drew around 100 people. During the first session in October, residents were asked about their biggest concerns regarding West Prairie. The district plans to hold two more sessions during the first part of next year. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.